You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Come on. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm delighted to go out on the phone to my next guest, Denise Kolesar with Kohler Expos, who is responsible for putting together the amazing Mid-Michigan Women's Expo that just kicked off this morning at 10 o'clock. Good evening, Denise. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
How can you still have all that energy? I was with you bright and early this morning. You're like the Energizer Bunny.
Well, I am so inspired what is happening down here at the Lansing Center with all the exhibitors that are involved and all the people who are participating, and of course, in the Go Red for Women casting call. It's just all inspiring.
Well, and this is the 11th year I think I've been involved in and worked with you on some commercials through all 11 years. And the show, as I've said before, gets bigger and better every year, and I'm not sure how you do that.
Yes, you know, well, we're just fortunate to have great exhibitors, great community support. You know, this is a one-time event, annual event for women. It's only in February, and people pull together, and it's focused on women, women issues. And if you're targeting women, well, you should be here.
You are correct about that. I was thinking as I left today, how the Women's Expo has changed over the years and grown over the years. What are your thoughts when you think of that?
Well, we've definitely become a much more important event to many women and to many exhibitors who participate in the event. You know, it's a way for businesses to target women in a fun, entertaining environment. And of course, Women's Expo is something to feel good about. You know, this year we're focusing on your health, your home, your style. You know, we've got so much health information, a wealth of information under one roof. And of course, Sparrow is responsible for a large part of that. You know, and we're bringing in some pretty cool speakers every year. That's a neat thing of the expo. And, you know, your home, you know, things for your home, whether it's a home improvement, you know, a new kitchen or gutters. And then your style, you know, fashion. Of course, there's plenty of shopping to do also.
And as we talked this morning, and there's even cars there.
Yes, you can buy a new automobile. Your husband might be surprised.
he could be very, very surprised. You talked about Sparrow Health System. They have a huge area there with amazing staff. They're you know, a great sponsor and community partner for this event. And the screenings are what are so important. I mean, where else do you have the opportunity to get some free screenings on body mass index, some heart-related issues? It's just an incredible opportunity for people.
Absolutely. And to meet face-to-face with experts in their fields, you know, if you want to talk to somebody about respiratory, if you want to talk to somebody about asthma, if you want to talk to somebody about heart disease, Sparrow does such an excellent job. They want their community to be healthy, and that's what they're here for, and it's inspiring what they have put together year after year. They're just a great partner, and of course, they brought in Allie Vincent this year. She was here today. She'll be here tomorrow, and then we have our other featured speaker, Melinda Myers, you know, talking about something to feel good about. It's, you know, birds, butterflies, and blossoming gardens. It's spring break for women, and it's just exciting.
And Allie was on our show a little bit earlier, and of course she was so delightful when I met her earlier today. Now they're speaking, she spoke today, she'll be speaking again tomorrow. Melinda Myers, I assume, has a couple of different times to be speaking as well.
Yeah, Melinda is here on Saturday and Sunday. Allie is here at 11 o'clock. And Allie's also going to be participating in our Red Heart Dance, which happens at 8 o'clock in the lobby of the Lansing Center. That's something we're putting together in response to the Go Red for Women. It's recognizing women and heart disease, and it turned out pretty cool. We've already done one. We're featuring it on YouTube and on our Facebook, and it's just fun.
Well, and that's something new for you this year. We talked about the way things grow and move ahead, and that's one of the ways you're doing that. Meyer Incorporated is another huge sponsor, and they return as the host of the cooking stage with a really impressive venue and speaking schedule.
Oh, absolutely. They're talking about real-life recipes, and they bring their dietitians in, and they can teach you so many things. I mean, there's a couple few points that they have I have picked up on that I use pretty daily in my life, and Meyer does a fantastic job of it. And they're on hand, and they also got quite a few giveaways that they do. Their pharmacy is here also. They've got some fantastic giveaways. So they're a great partner also.
Well, and the giveaways, I mean, we sure need to talk about that. Everybody walks around with a bag, not just because someone handed it to them, because they're going to need it for all the things that you can pick up along the way going through each aisle.
Right, right. And then the shopping that's involved, you know, you can buy, you know, jewelry, purses. I mean, there's tons of that, too.
Oh, it's incredible. What are some of the favorite things that you look forward to with a show like this every year, the one here in Lansing?
Well, you know, that's hard to pin just one thing because I enjoyed it all. I always try to hit a seminar or two at the Meyer Healthy Living Cooking Stage. And I'm a gardener, so Melinda's feature is absolutely of interest to me. And I usually attend one of the Sparrow Weight Management, you know, just because mm-hmm. I always pick up a pointer, always. So I always come back with something.
Well, they are very good. Now, we talked with Senator Debbie Stabenow a little bit earlier. She came down to kind of kick off the Go Red for Women looking for a spokesperson for their media campaign. And that goes till 8 o'clock, I think. So how's that going?
It's going awesome. In fact, they've got quite a number of casting calls. Participants already, but we're still looking for more. We want the winner to come from this area. In fact, I'm actually participating myself, and I just got done with a photo with Senator Stabenow, and it's awesome.
And what do folks have to do if they're come down for that casting call?
Go to the main stage, and there's American Heart Association is there, and you fill out a form, and they tell you the questions that they're going to ask, and then you get your photo taken, and then you do an interview.
So it's very simple and painless.
Yep.
Very good. Now, when I was down there this morning, I'm walking aisle after aisle after aisle. The number of exhibitors is incredible. There's over 275 booths there set up with different kinds of businesses. And when we say different kinds, we mean lots of different kinds.
Yep, there's definitely a large variety. I mean, you can get your hair cut. You can get your nails done. You can get an eyebrow wax. You can, you know, shop. I am going to do some shopping, I will tell you. There's some candles and some jewelry that I plan on purchasing. One of them might be my Valentine's Day gift next week.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But, I mean, there's such a nice variety.
And you talked about the exhibitors. I when I was walking and looking through things and nodding hello to people, kind of reunion for some of the exhibitors that I've seen in past years, and they were talking to each other, not paying attention, of course, to my position there, and just saying to an exhibitor, what a great place this is for businesses to be. And that speaks well for you and for the show as well, that's a place businesses want to be seen and be a part of the community.
Yeah, well, you can't be face-to-face. You know, you get to meet the person that you're going to possibly be doing business with, or get a chance to brand yourself or let them know where you're at, you know. So it's a great marketing campaign for anybody.
And we need to do some of the housekeeping of specifics here. You're there until 8 o'clock tonight. And what are the hours Saturday and Sunday?
Tomorrow we're here 10 to 6, and Sunday 11 to 5.
And tickets are what price? And there are discount tickets available as well.
That is correct. They are $8 at the door, or you can get an advance sale ticket at Meyer locations and save $2, $6, or print a dollar off coupon off our website, KohlerExpo.com.
Well, Denise, it was once again a pleasure to work with you today. Great success with the rest of the weekend. We'll probably come down again and say hello, and thank you so much for being with us this evening.
And thank you.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Denise Kolozar, who's president of Kohler Expos, who puts on and puts together the great show at the Mid-Michigan Women's Expo. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.